堂听 class.com。
Hey, please, let us get to the point.
Okay, let me tell you the point is I'm an expert in this field. The Chinese people have the utmost respect for economics, the family, and intelligence. Do you deny any of those, sir? Do you deny any of those?
I believe that traditionally family and education have been of the utmost importance.
Yes, sir. Now let me tell you, family and education are very important. Birth control is an important matter, too.You've got the idea of the family on the one hand. You've got the idea of the intellect, the ego, the cogito ergo sum on the other hand. And you've got the teacher in the class on the other hand. And the teacher in the class isn't giving you enough information. The guy, he's just sitting there like a poor dummy sap fucker.
Mr. Fay, please.
And the teacher, just don't give enough information, you know? So on the one hand, you got the traditional value for the family,And on the other hand, you've got the idea of the intellect. And that intellect isn't being satisfied, sir. And that's the job of you and your...
Are you...
People.
Claiming that the problem is the lack of education.
Yes, sir. That's precisely what I'm saying.
But we have one of the highest literacy rates in the world.
We've done a study, sir, and we have found out that traditionally you have the highest regard for economics, for family, and for intellect. But, sir, I must tell you objectively speaking, and only objectively speaking...Not subjectively, sir, that you and your schools are not addressing the problem of intellect. I'm telling you, I've done the studies, and I've read the statistics. And I'm telling you the objective facts now. And the objective fact is, your island is 190 square miles, and your population is increasing at 4 per annum. And we've got the calculators in the United States, and we calculated that.
Our population has been stagnant over...
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
The last 5 years.
Yes, sir, and we compute that by calculator, and we find out that at the rate you're going, that there's a bit of a problem, because the girls are too anxious, and the boys, they can't wait long enough. And the girls, they have to go to wait until they are married. And then the boys, they can't wait until they're married, and we just don't know what to do, sir.
Can you tell us once again, why does the U.S. feel that birth control in Taiwan is such an urgent matter?
Okay, I've been sitting by the computers, and it's not a pleasant task. You know, the computer makes a lot of beeps and spits out a lot of information. And my friends call me, and they want to go out drinking, and I've got to sit and fuck around by the computer. And I'm telling you this. I've done the minimal amount of work, and I know what the computer is telling me. And the computer is telling me this.Sir, Taiwan is in deep trouble. It's in deep water. It's over their heads. And you know why this is? Because you just have more people in this rather small island because the growth of population is so rapidly that it begins to be out of control because that is made even worse by the loose morality that most young people in Taiwan sort of possess.
It's very difficult to follow your rather twisted sort of logic. Anyhow, I would like to say good riddance before we end our discussion.
Number 22, bribery in the immigration office.
Okay, next please. Next? Who's next? Come on, kid. What do you want? Okay, give me your papers. Look, I've got to tell you this, okay? Everyone wants to go to the United States. I've got to tell you. It's my duty to tell you. Hold on. Don't say anything.I've got to tell you this in paragraph 2, article 3, section 34, column 1, paragraph 6. It's near the bottom. Those immigrants wishing to immigrate to the United States of America must know the following information. A. There are no jobs in the United States now. B. Even if you do get a job, it will be a low-paying job. It is unskilled labor, and you will be very disappointed. It's not the promised land that you've been hearing about. Okay, next. You heard what I said, boy.You want to go to America yet?
I'm an American citizen already, thank you.
Then, what are you doing in this line?
I'm here to interview you.
Look.
We had an appointment.
Appointment? Look at the people behind you. All these people are waiting to get to our homeland.
From what I understand, you are a true pro at keeping people waiting.
Look.
It shouldn't bother your conscience any.
All these guys have given me a red envelope. They're waiting to get the necessary information on how they can get by in the promised land.
Just think how much more they'll slip you if they see that you're being interviewed.
Yeah, you know. You got Americans on this line. I don't need to be slipped anything from behind. But you know, I worry about some of these boys. They've got some illusions, and I want to dispel all those illusions, and I don't have time for your interview because you didn't give me no red envelope.
I believe...
And you're in here.
I believe we did send you a red envelope last month, in fact.
What's your name?
I'm a member of the U.S. government, the Cultural Information Agency.
Okay, let me look it up. We've got records. We've got strict records of everything.
Yes, they're filed away. Please pay attention to what we are about to say.
Excuse me, I'm the officer.
We have authority. Authority from your highest officer.
I have a personal list. Let me check my references. U.S., U.S., okay, these are the people who have sent me some money. U.S. Cultural Minister, where are you from?
Cultural Information Agency.
Okay, what do you want?
We're preparing a documentary to send overseas people who are interested in immigrating to this great, great land of ours.
Yeah, I'm glad you say this. I'm glad you're an American because, you know, why don't you come in the back room with me?
Okay, let's go.
It's much more comfortable back there. Damn that book. I hate those goddamn lines. Shit, you don't really want to know anything, do you?
Well, you know, off the record, we do have to try to present a certain face about the U.S.
But you know there are no goddamn jobs. My God, my own father doesn't have a job. My mother's on...
Look. We're not interested in your personal power. Just give us a few minutes and I'll present the best face you can.
Look, what about if I give you... I'll just give you the computer stuff.
Look. You know there are a lot of people from overseas who have a lot of money who want to come over, you know? And we have to encourage them.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about now. I'm sorry.
Okay, now that we're on the right wavelength.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Can we settle down now?
Yeah, it's just that at first I thought you were just wanted an interview.
I know how rough this job is.
You have no money.
It's like a dog's life. Understand that.
You know, just waiting online. You want to get a job in the United States. You want to win the lottery. You want to be a millionaire. You want to go to the promised land.
You know, that's exactly it. That's it. We want to indulge their fantasies.
I see. Do they?
The streets are paved with gold.
Do they have money?
They've got loads of money.
Okay, they've got my name.
Of course, especially after this interview.
Okay, what kind of information do you need?
Just tell them how they can adjust to this land. Tell them how easy it is. What a wonderful life they'll be living once they are here.
How can I do that? You know it's my duty to read them that piece of information. I get that's from Princeton. From the Garden State. That's from...
Here. We'll make it easier for you. I have special papers prepared just for interviews like this. Here you go.
Let me read them. Oh, wow. That's heavy. Wow. Goddamn, how much is in here?
Just pick out what you think you'd like to read, and please remember, try to act as normally and casually as possible when you read these things.
My God, there must be five...
And remember, you'll be on camera, so try not to...
My God.
Let other people see you reading.
My God, there must be 500,000 NT in here. What do you want me to do for this much money?
We just want you to smile.
My God.
Show a happy face.
If I hold this money, my arm's going to get a muscle here. Oh, I'll say anything you want. What do you want me to say?
Just say what's in the book.
Okay.
Just pick out a few paragraphs.
Okay.
Try to read with a certain amount of earnestness, and we'll go from there.
I can do it. Do you mean you'll pay me this 500,000 NT if I can get as many people to the United States as possible? Is that what you're saying?
That's our understanding.
Are you sure this money is all right?
You can check it if you like.
Well, you tell me I'm on camera now, and I've got to act naturally?
No, the camera's not rolling. This is still off the record.
Uh-huh. So I've got to act naturally very quickly, but you hand me 500,000 NT, and you say I've got to act naturally. What do I have to do for this money?
I will ask you some very basic questions, and...
On camera?
You will see them notated. Yes, on camera. You will see them notated in your book, and just refer to the right answers.
What if I sweat?
We'll say that the air conditioner is off.
Okay, before I say anything, let me see your ID.
We're not allowed to carry ID in case we're stopped by certain agents of foreign countries.
Do you want me to tell everyone who... What? I'm sorry, I don't understand it. You know, I've never worked for this amount of money before. How do I know that it's the right person? How do I know that I'm supposed to tell this person the information? And not someone else the information.
Let me ask you, are you an American citizen?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can I see your passport? What is your passport number?
Sir.
This picture doesn't look like you. How long was this picture taken?
Please, sir, the walls of the office are not thick. My superiors are not thick. Please don't act like a stupid fellow.
I'm sure you understand the delicacy of our position as well.
Sir, you don't tell me who you represent. I don't know who our position is. You just hand me a red envelope full of money. I don't know who you are. I don't know who this money is from. You tell me I've just got to act naturally in front of a TV camera.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just hand back that nice red envelope and...
No, just tell me what I have to do.
We'll find another officer.
Just tell me what I have to do to keep the money.
Then please, try to listen very carefully one more time, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir, but tell me one thing. Who will I take the money from?
It's there. Don't worry where it's coming from.
No, I'm sorry. You misunderstand me. I mean, now you've given me a deposit when someone comes up to me in the future.
That is not a deposit.
Sir, I don't think you understand the way we work here. I've taken the deposit now. I've taken this red envelope. When someone comes up to me in the future and tells me a particular password, a particular key phrase...
Let's not be archaic here. We don't deal with passwords.
Sir, I'm the official.
I'll tell you once again. We can call your official in if you would like. We are doing this with the full knowledge and cooperation of your superior.
You know, I don't think you understand. You know, I try not to move my upper lip now, but we're on camera now. You're being filmed. Everything you say is being taped.
That is my agency doing the taping.
Oh, okay. Now someone comes up, they tell me they want to go to America. They hand me another red envelope with some money in it.
Look, we don't care how many bribes you take.
Please, sir, don't.
Don't worry about it.
Say that word.
Your private financial business.
Don't say.
Is your own matter.
Sir, you're on camera. You're on camera, sir. You're on record.
It won't be on record. The moment I step out of this office, I take the tape with me.
My God, who do you work for?
I don't work for anyone. I am the agency.
Can you get me a job?
I doubt it.
Tell me what I have to do, sir.
You sweat too much.
My God, I've never seen this much money in my life. 500.
It's nothing.
How long have you been in Taiwan?
I have been here on and off many, many times.
And now, are you on or off?
I believe I'm on. What about you? What are you on?
Yes, sir, we're on camera. Now please tell me, I'm sorry to interrupt, what do I have to do to receive more?
As I said, I'll just ask some very basic questions and you read the proper answers.
Okay, but let me ask you this, sir. This money is from a particular source, and that source is an individual. Now...
No, it is not an individual.
Oh, but people coming up behind you as individuals, won't they be responsible as individuals to give me another similar red envelope themselves?
No.
You mean... 500,000 is going to cover all of the people you say it will cover.
You can take whatever money you want. You can accept as many red envelopes as you would like. That is absolutely of no concern to any of us. All we want you to do is read a few answers.
I don't quite know what you want from me, sir.
It's very clear that there must have been a mix-up with your superior. We were told that you would be speaking with a rather bright young fellow. Ah, could you hand back that envelope?
No, I'm sorry, wait.
How do you spell that name of yours?
Wait, no, I'm sorry, the mix-up is this, sir. Many people were supposed to hand me a red envelope today, and I thought only one person was supposed to hand me 5,000.
Look, I won't hold your appearances against you.
500, it's 500,000, okay?
You seem a little bit slow, but I think perhaps we could still work this out. I think the deal could be made.
No, look, sir, you're a fellow American, look. The truth of the matter is, I've got a long list of people who are going to give me and my friend some money, okay? They're going to give us some envelopes, a long list. Not only you, sir. A lot of people are going to give us red envelopes. I didn't have time to do my homework and memorize who was going to give me what. Please forgive me, sir. What do I have to do?
Read your answers.
Yes, sir.
And stop sweating.
My God, I just never saw this much money in one envelope.
Please turn to page 85.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Please continue.
The first question.
Yes, still the U.S.
Please try not to look like you're reasonable.
Okay.
I'll give you just half a second to look through the answer and try to make it sound natural.
Okay, why don't you...
Okay, the camera's on.
Roll.
Mr. Followay.
Hey, old buddy. How you doing?
Hi.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
Good to see you again.
I could see you really enjoy this business.
Yeah, good to see you again. Let me get rid of this stuff.
It's really nice to know that you're working toward the pursuit of happiness of others, isn't it?
Yeah. How are you doing, old buddy? How's your wife? How are the kids? How's everybody?
And tell me, let me be serious for a moment.
Okay, what do you want to know? We're on camera now.
If a person from Taiwan...
Yes, sir.
...were to go to New York City...
Yes, sir.
...what is the greatest difficulty that he or she would encounter, specifically in reference to the traffic in Taipei?
Well, do you want me to tell you the honest truth, sir, or do you want me to tell you in accordance with what you paid for?
Honestly, of course. Honestly, of course.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We'll have to start this over again. Let's roll back the tape. Please remember we're on camera.
I don't know, sir. Hold on, sir... Tell me this. Do you want me to tell you honestly, or do you want me to tell you in accordance with the money you've given me?
In accordance with what is in the book.
I see. Okay, roll 'em.
Mr. Followay?
Yes, sir.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Once again, I believe we've had the pleasure several months ago when...
The pleasure is...
When you were nominated as the friendliest immigration officer.
Pleasure is mine, sir. Strictly duty.
You have a high sense of duty, don't you not?
Yes, sir. What would you like? If I can help you, I can help you. If I can't help you, I can't help you.
Can you tell us, do you identify with the aspirations and dreams of these people who you are helping to reach the shores of our great land?
Sir, no, sir. But in response to your previous question about getting into New York City with the minimum necessary criteria, I'll tell you this, sir. You do need something extraordinary.
Okay, stop the tape. Please try to stick to the book.
Look, your money is running out, boy. You've got 100,000 NT left. You don't know, but it's 100,000 NT a minute.
I would like you to know that your job is hanging on this interview.
I don't think you understand what my boss told me.
I don't think you understand what your boss and I have discussed.
Well, the way me and my boss...
Bob and I were having a little drink last night after dinner.
Bob? My boss is John.
No. John's boss is Bob.
You mean William?
That's the one.
You mean old Bill?
No, Bob, not Bill.
Bill is dead.
That's why I had dinner with Bob and not Bill.
Oh, Bob, yeah. Okay, I know who you mean. I thought you meant Bill. I was going to say, my God, how can you have dinner with Bill? He just had a brain operation last night, so you must have been talking to Bob, our deputy director.
No, not that Bob. Bob, the supervisor of John, who is your superior.
You mean Kebab?
No, not Kebab. Bob Williams.
You mean Bob Raples?
Well, Bob if I do, and Bob if I don't.
And it's obviously a case of Bob that you don't.